A firefighter was killed last night while trying to contain the Mendocino Complex fires in Northern California, one of 19 wildfires burning across California right now. At least five firefighters have died in the state this summer. Down in Southern California, however, more than 1,400 firefighters are battling the Holy Fire, which has burned more than 30 square miles. Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency in Orange and Riverside counties, and CAL FIRE issued a mandatory evacuation for thousands of residents. Helen Zarb-Cousine and Sharon Holmes did not have to evacuate their homes near Lake Elsinore, but they watched the scene unfold from their mobile home park.
Oh, it was horrible last night.
It was a nightmare. Have you seen the movie Inferno? Anyway, it's an old movie called Inferno, and that's what it was, the Inferno.
It was horrid here.
Jill Rep-Logel spoke to the women on Friday, and she's the Orange County reporter for KPCC. Jill, welcome.
Hi, happy to be here.
So give us a sense of Helen and Sharon when you spoke to them. Give us the picture of where they were when you got to them. What did the area look like?
They live right across the street from the evacuation zone, and the hills above Lake Elsinore are very steep. It goes straight up to the mountain. And so from the communities around the lake, they were watching basically throughout the night as flames were creeping closer and closer to the lake and to the neighborhoods around the lake. One of the women had a daughter who was in the evacuation zone, so she was obviously very concerned. And, you know, they said from night to the next morning, it was just night and day in terms of getting control of the fire. But that's what happens with fires around here, especially in this area. They tend to pick up in the afternoon when the winds pick up and the temperatures rise, and then they'll sort of die down in the morning, and it turns into a constant daily battle for firefighters.
So we've talked a lot about the fires that are happening in Northern California, but tell us what's happening in Southern California and Riverside and Orange County specifically.
This one is about 60% contained at this point, which is pretty good. So, and that means that firefighters have gotten a handle on 60% of the perimeter of the fire. There is still one highway closed, which is causing a lot of people problems. They're having to do, a big sort of drive around to get to work and things that they need to do outside of the mountain.
Now, Orange County officials have charged the man with arson in connection to the Holy Fire. What do we know about Forrest Gordon Clark, the man who's been charged?
He lived in a kind of remote canyon area where there are a lot of people who don't want to live next to a lot of other people. He was known to be very combative. He feuded with his neighbors a lot. He was known as an eccentric. He had also texted some threats to the volunteer fire chief of Holy Jim Canyon, where he lived, threatening to burn the place down. So it wasn't a hard find to think that he had done it. He says he didn't do it, but there seems to be a lot of evidence pointing in his direction.
What does this look like going forward? I mean, we're still in the month of August. There's a couple more hot months to come for the state of California. Are we expecting more wildfires?
I mean, the real fire season in California usually starts between September and October. This is not usually when big fires start in California. That's what's made this summer so unusual. And, you know, resources being taxed to this early in the season could really spell trouble later in the year. I mean, mostly for firefighter fatigue. I mean, people have been coming in from different states and all over the state of California, and even I think from a few different countries, which is great. But, you know, the question is how long can these resources keep up when things are really supposed to pick up, usually pick up around September and October? And that's because that's when temperatures really rise. That is actually the hottest part of our year here in California. And these dry, hot winds blow down from the mountains called Santa Ana winds in Southern California. And that's when everyone knows that fire is really a danger. So the fact that it started this year in July is just incredible.
Well, we'll be paying very close attention. Jill Rep-Logel is the Orange County reporter for KPCC. Jill, thanks for keeping us up to date.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.